Is North Korea throwing another temper tantrum, or is this the real deal? Christians are challenging child traffickers along India's borders, and a decrease in prison violence has the experts stumped. Find out what this is all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea is setting a megaphone in front of the saber it's rattling. Pyongyang set a deadline of April 10th for the evacuation of diplomats. It's crossed out the Korean War armistice and aimed its missiles. However, world governments are playing down the rhetoric. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton spoke with contacts in North Korea who say this is a pattern.
The world community makes some concessions. They deliver some food, or they lower the sanctions, or they deliver some oil, and the crisis magically goes away until the next time North Korea needs something.
North Korea is trying to stamp out Christians too, but Nettleton says we can pray.
Pray that North Korean Christians will remain faithful, that they will remain encouraged. The other thing we can pray is for the delivery of gospel materials, for these balloons, for these radio broadcasts, for other gospel work that is going on into North Korea, that the gospel message will get in there, that it will be received, and that there will be fruit.
Next, child trafficking is on the rise in India. Rody Rodehaver of ION Network USA says you can do something about it.
We just need people who will help us continue this program, because there certainly are many more young girls who we want to reach out to.
Last year, around 250 trafficked kids were rescued along the Nepal-India border. That's where a home supported by ION Network is saving little girls from being trafficked.
Our staff would go in and work very hard to release these young girls, some very young, 5 years old, some 12.
Right now, 35 girls are getting warm meals, the gospel, and a life-changing education. Will you help save more? Go to missionnetworknews.org.
We work very closely with the indigenous church to show God's love.
Pray the girls will see their true worth and purpose in Christ. This is Mission Network News. What if I told you that you could change the life of a child for eternity? Would you go halfway around the world to do it? Well, you can when you join Orphan Outreach on a trip to India. Orphan Outreach's Amy Norton says it's a trip to Manali, to the House of Grace in the Himalayas.
There's about 90 children there in the orphanage of all ages. Some are college age, going to college and still living there at the orphanage. And then she started the Christian school, and there are about 130 children going to this Christian school from the community.
This area is unreached with the gospel. The school rarely has any visitors. Norton says this trip is in danger of being canceled.
We need at least 10 people to make the team, and so we still need several more people to sign up, and we have some folks are repeating from last year and some new people, and we'd love to have enough people for this team to make.
What experience do you need? Just be a willing Christian. More info, missionnetworknews.org. And for the past 20 years, violent crime in the United States has been on the decline. Experts have many theories on why this is happening, but can't pinpoint a specific reason. Dr. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute has his own ideas.
Could it be that the drop in crime is a direct result with the church's increased intensity in reaching out to prisoners in the last 20 years?
CBI equips churches and individuals to disciple people in prison with the Word of God. They have over 45,000 students this year, and enrollment keeps growing. As a result, more volunteers are needed.
This is a hands-on ministry. It's not something that you just give money to watch professionals do the work.
You can get involved by becoming an instructor or passing out enrollment forms. Learn more at missionnetworknews.org. Pray lives will change as people learn about Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support Mission Network News and inspire military service people at the same time. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the Greatest Warrior Military New Testament from Biblica. It's God's Word coupled with transformational God stories of military service members. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Greatest Warrior Military link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.